It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Odyssey NFL Insider coming up in about 40 minutes. I think of myself as a capable human being there, Jason, but trying to turn on my microphone and get my earbuds into my ears at the same time, I immediately felt like a hopeless little deer. Like, I don't know if it looked as bad as it looked over here, but I was like, I'm trying to put one earbud in, holding the other earbud while turning on the, and at one point I started to strangle myself. And I just said to myself, what the hell is going on right now?
I was just listening to music.
Yeah, I talk for a living.
It was a good vibe.
It was.
It's a very good vibe here. Jason Stanford with me. We got Ross Tucker again coming up in 40 minutes. Listen, I'm not saying it's a bone to pick, but he had a chance to say my name on the broadcast of the Browns Raiders. He did not. I want to know about that. I want to know if he still thinks it's a holding call. It's not about, is it a holding call? Because that's, you can say that about any damn play. It is, was that the right time to make that call, which negated just the coolest play of Deshaun Watson's Cleveland Browns career? No big deal.
Nick, I watched the whole game just for you. I wanted to hear what Ross was going to have to say about you, and nothing came to fruition. I have a bone to pick with him, too. I mean, being that I'm talking with you today, I mean, this is prime time.
I really like that we can spin this to now, like, he's let down the viewers of Cleveland because everybody was watching. Like, we could have tuned out about 10 times in that game. But we're like, Ross isn't going to let Nick down. And then he did. For shame. So we'll interrogate him in 35 minutes. We're just talking, though, about, you know, how much one win can change your opinion of the Browns. This is just like an anecdotal thing. Vegas has updated their updated win total. I don't know why I said updated. They're updated. That was too many updateds. Vegas has updated their Browns win total for this year. Mind you, various books had them anywhere from 8.5 wins to 9.5 wins. Well, they're now at 5.5 wins via Vegas. And we're dangerously close to the Browns becoming underdogs, which honestly, I'd kind of prefer this team is.
Well, I think when you look at this, 5.5 wins right now, I'm not a betting man, but I like those odds right now of figuring out in the month of October how Deshaun can get rolling and this offense can get going.
So what's interesting about it is I think the argument is, well, the Browns just lost to the Giants and Raiders. Find the wins on the schedule. And I think this gets into the dangerous thing that people focus on all the time. I think we do this all the time in Cleveland. That we start to make a mountain out of molehill about what you have to face. Like, I've heard people say, well, I guess the roster isn't that good because they're 1-3. To hell with that. It's the same roster that went 11-5. And it's not, if they had lost to the Chiefs already, or if they had lost to the Bengals or Raiders or really any of the teams in this division that even matter, the Steelers who were previously unbeaten, if they had lost to those teams, I'd probably say, well, maybe last year was a product of you didn't have as many tough games on the schedule. You lost to Daniel Jones and Gardner Minshew. So, like, I'll be honest with you, and I never, because Vegas is almost always right, I'm going to hit that over as much as I possibly can. I think you're stealing money here. 5.5 wins from here? Like, what the hell are we talking about? I think it's an easy thing that they clear that right now. And because I'll be honest with you, one, 8 out of 10 things don't go wrong 100% of the season. They just don't. There is a regression to the mean that even if this team is average, I expect almost an overcompensation because they've just everything that has gone wrong, can go wrong, has gone wrong. So, like, I'm not trying to, like, listen, I get that it's doom and gloom out there. But, like, I think Deshaun's coming off his worst game. I think the best game, excuse me. I think the defense can absolutely play a million times better. Those two factors help you clear 6 wins easy this season.
Well, when you look at this team right now, it is all about determination, and it's about heart, right? I think when you look at that locker room right now, you know, we talked last week that there was possibly some finger pointing amongst the players and maybe even the coaching staff. And now they did play better on Sunday. Yes, they lost. But when you take out a couple plays, and we can all say this. We can say, oh, take out a couple plays, they win that game. But moving forward, I like the persona of listening to Deshaun Watson. Mm-hmm. I like how he's staying calm, cool, and collective and not putting in the panic mode yet. Now, with that being said, you're going up against one of the hottest teams in football right now on Sunday.
I think we're overrating Washington a little bit. I do. Listen, Jaden Daniels looks really good. It's 3 or 4 games. Like, he's still a young kid. That's still a team that you're trying to remove a culture of losing out of that locker room because it has been abysmal since Kirk Cousins left. Didn't matter who the damn head coach was. So, I think we're overrating them just a little bit. Like, be afraid of Jaden Daniels. He's special. They're still a team that was, you know, they still had the number 2 pick for a damn reason, right?
No, they did. And I think when you look at it, too, if the secondary can do their part, if they can jam up the receivers, that gives Myles Garrett a hot shot at Jaden Daniels. I'm excited to see that.
Are you saying don't? 10 yards of fluff isn't good?
Let's get rid of that fluff just a little bit. Maybe go 6 yards, maybe go 7 yards. But the 10 yards, that's a lot of cushion there.
Ronnie McLeod, like 2 weeks ago, was like, hey, man, we're not a matchup-based defense, which, and I'm not, because I liked Rodney's answers. I think he's great with the Morning Boys on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Everybody should listen. Same point with Rodney. He said we're not a matchup based defense after they had to move Denzel Ward on to Neighbors at halftime, and then conspicuously absent in the second half was Neighbors. So I don't know whether we needed 2 touchdowns from Malik Neighbors to get to where we're all of a sudden we're going to put our best corner on their best player, but I'm just simply spitballing here. At the same point, maybe they're giving them 10 yards of cushion to make it interesting. Maybe the Browns defense is just so bored with being great that they're like, let's everybody line up at the 50-yard line. They get the ball at the 30. We're going to give them 20 yards of cushion, and then let's see if we can just make this interesting.
It's like the new special, special teams kickoff now is the way that we're going to play some defense.
I think that might be it. So I have kind of spoken my piece here. One win makes you feel good. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Good. It doesn't answer every question. Even if Deshaun has a breakout game, something that we'll get to later in the show. But even if it's a great game and Deshaun plays well, he's the best quarterback in the game and you get this win, I don't think for a majority of fans it's enough. But one win is enough to feel better. It's not going to make you think Super Bowl, Super Browns, or they're a playoff team, but at least just you can speak positively about the team without being Amish-style shunned by half of the region. That's where I am at with the idea, the power of one win. Where are you at?
Well, so because they only play one game a week, one win, I think, for this team right now is huge. It allows them to get one game closer to 500, but it also gives that locker room something to stand on. You know, you're playing a hot team that they're 3-1. They lead
so
their
hot.
Hots, right? They lead their division right now, in which a division I don't think is that good, with the Cowboys and the Eagles haven't played that great. But for me, when you look at this Browns team, and they've been reeling for the last three games, it's, you know, it's for me, go out, play hard, win the game, and then we'll go from there on Monday.
216-474-0092. Can one win change your opinion on the Browns? Let's go out to Lewis and Shaker. What's up, buddy?
Nick, we win. We win Sunday. I have no evidence, no nothing to base on, not these past four games. I didn't think we was going to go 1-4, but I knew it was going to be pretty bad. Preseason is over. I guarantee you'll win. And when I call back, you'll be like, man, that Lewis is a genius. We'll win by three.
Lewis, you also guaranteed me some wins in some horse races that didn't go my way because I trusted you.
Nick, don't even go there, Nick. So you can see, I haven't spoken to you in a while. I went 5-1 this year. And the Breeders' Cup is in 1 month. 5-1. I hit every Kentucky Derby race. My tickets. I'll send you the tickets.
I'm going to need to see the tickets here, fella, because I remember
I'll send them to you.
You calling in and busting my boy Dick Girardi and saying that he was wrong.
He is horrible.
And then Dick was right and you were wrong.
I had Mystic Dan. I had Seize the Grave. My best one was Doorknob. Hold on.
Doorknob?
Let me tell you the story real quick. I'm going to let you go. Let me tell you the story. I went up to Thistledown and I walked in. I was like, I will beat each and every one of you with the second worst horse in the race. They all scoffed at me. They laughed at me. At the end of the race, I was talking so much crap to them, I had to leave. I thought he was going to beat me up. I was talking so much crap.
All right, Lewis, I'll make you a deal. If the Browns win, you locked it in, and I appreciate that kind. If they win in this game, the way you've let me down in horse racing will be off the marker, and you'll be back in my good graces, okay?
Oh, and you need to watch my podcast, too. There you have it. Okay.
What?
All right. We got it.
No. Oh, my God. All right. Well, you look at my TikTok, at Nick Wilson Says. And did he say watch my podcast?
He did.
Listen, we do need another word. Because, listen, remember, like, we had blogs and vlogs? I'm cool if you have a podcast. But if it's also broadcasting and video, I'm going to need another word for it. Because when people say watch or listen to my podcast, my old brain, I can't figure this stuff out. I need simplicity. So I'll listen to your podcast, but if you have a video podcast, it's something different, then I will watch it. Now I just realized I was bitching about something that totally didn't matter at all. I'm not. I can't get that level of over the top in terms of excitement for this game. I think it's incredibly winnable. But the problem is we keep focusing on Washington. Focus on the Browns. The Browns will not win unless they clean up their habits, their attitudes, and stop acting like they've done something. Like that, you and I were talking earlier in the show. I feel like as a human being, like to me, ego is the death of progress because, quite frankly, every time I've been like, I got radio figured out, I get some sort of swift kick in the anus from any which direction. Anytime I'm like, I got this parenting thing figured out. Nope. Life corrects me and reminds me that I have a lot to learn. So, like, I do think one of the flaws here, and this is where I don't know, because I'm still hearing a lot of chest pounding coming from the Browns locker room. I don't know that they've learned their damn lesson yet. I don't know that they've gotten to the kind of desperate that lights that fire under your ass, which everybody in life has had in some way. You get so desperate that you have to go do something you said you'd never do to make it work. Well, I don't know we're there yet with the Browns, but it'd be nice if 1-3 was enough, quite frankly.
Well, when you look at Sunday too, you know, there was some bickering going on. Deshaun Watson raised his voice and kind of got, and this was on camera. We were able to see it. And Deshaun Watson says, I do that all the time. Like, I am the leader of this locker room. I am the leader of this team. So what we'd like to see, though, is not only be the leader, but continue to control that offense.
So what I loved it. Like, listen, I always thought, like, you always tell, like, and you can probably speak to this as a former player. Like, I always knew the guys who yelled because they thought that's what it took, and the guys who actually communicated when they yelled. right? And those are two wildly different things. It's guys wanting to be coaches and guys who are coaches. Guys who wanted to be leaders but didn't understand what that meant and guys who are leaders. I thought it was leadership. Because my favorite thing was not the yelling on the field. It was when he came back and you could see him talking to Juan Jones and pat him on the shoulders and say, and give him that love. Like a swift kick in the ass, doesn't know, but a swift kick in the ass and a hug, that goes a long way for a player. And I've been looking for those things with Deshaun, and to see that, that gave me a little bit of reassurance with Deshaun.
So when you look at this, especially from a fan's perspective, looking at this, and you know, it's like, oh, you know, these players are disgruntled. It is the best feeling when something like that happens, and you do come back in, and you know, fans don't see what goes on in the locker room. You know, we talk, we communicate, we go out, we have dinner. You know, we'll be able to get over that. It's brotherly love. That's what it's all about. And if you don't have that, if you don't have that fire, that passion, then why are you playing the sport? You know, you might as well give it up and come sit on the couch with me.
I don't think we know each other that well. 216-474-0092. Can one win change your opinion of the Browns? And I tease him. I'm a little proud of my guy across the way here. I'll tell you why next on 92.3 The Fan.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.